Yeah, it was nice to win. I knew all week that Bowes were going to be a really difficult side, and I think Keith Long more or less said afterwards, you know, they tried to strangle the game, try to keep the crowd quiet. They got in our faces and they were really trying to, you know, make it a horrible night. And up to the first half, they'd done that, and we found it extremely difficult. But you know, as I said, second half we came out differently, and obviously once Maguire got the goal, it changed the game. And we played really well after that. So, you know, it was good to win our first home game, and the crowd was fantastic, and the noise levels was brilliant. Even with the game on TV, you know, they have over 4,000 people on a bitterly cold night, and the noise levels right through the game were brilliant. And to have the clean sheet was good. So, look, it's first game over. Obviously a difficult one at the weekend.
And the long haul now on Friday night.
The long haul is an issue. You know, we're well used to travelling, and you know, actually it's enjoyable in some ways, because you know, you head away the day before, and you know, particularly with a new team, and you're trying to gel things together, and while things, you know, take a bit of time, we have gelled, you know, reasonably quickly. It's still a lot of work to do at the same time, but you know, when you go on trips like this, it certainly helps, because fellas are in each other's ears, and you know, so they have to get on with each other. So sometimes trips like this can actually help. So, you know, the long trips never really bother me.
What's the latest on Gary Buckley and Kevin O'Connor?
Gary is still a bit of swelling, hasn't trained this week. We'd certainly, you know, we'd hope it's going a bit slower than we thought, but certainly we'd hope by the middle of next week that he'll be back with us. Kevin is back with us, so he should be okay.
Do you anticipate any changes in the starting lineup?
We've looked at one or two different things. We haven't decided on anything. I suppose the good thing at the moment is that most guys are chomping at the bit to get going, and there's a lot of competition for places, which is good. So we haven't decided yet. Obviously, we've got a report on Derry. Kenny Shields has taken over, and they're seemed to try to play. Obviously, it was difficult on Friday night against Finn Harps with the conditions, but at the same time they were trying to play, and obviously he's trying to promote good football around Derry. So you know, obviously the fact they lost last week, we'd be expecting them to come out and have a right call off us. So we're looking at a few things, but at the moment we haven't decided.
I know you like to take one game at a time, but it's a tough weekend, isn't it, with Longford coming up on Monday when you get back?
Well, the big problem at the weekend is that we won't get back to Derry till somewhere between 6:30 and 7 o'clock in the morning, and you miss a night's sleep, and that is difficult, because you have to report to training again on Sunday morning. So that is the big problem. Yeah, so from that point of view, but look, at Derry, it's their first home game, and you know, obviously they're appealing to have a big crowd, and you know, Derry is Derry, they're like ourselves, and always a great place to play in, and good venue and passionate people, and you know, so we're looking forward to that.
John, before Bob was kicked this season, you were being touted as title favourites in certain quarters. You've since had good wins over Dundalk and Bohemians. Do you feel the sense of expectation has risen around the city surrounding this team?
Well, I suppose expectation is always massive. I feel, anyway, Rory, it's a situation where maybe the first year wasn't, because we came in, John Carter, myself and Phil Harrington, and you know, the team started very well, and people didn't obviously expect us maybe to be as close as we were, but you know, obviously then last year they expected us for huge, this year they're huge. It's part and parcel being in Cork, and that's the way it is. So you know, I'm used to it. I'm not, you know, I suppose, you know, a lot of the comments, to be honest, a lot of the comments are made by lots of occasions, people who really, you know, some people that aren't close to the action and throw away comments. But you know, I think the pleasing thing was, you know, last Friday night with 4,000 people on a bitterly cold night, game on TV, and they were really behind the team, and the atmosphere was fantastic and electric. And you know, I'm just hoping that, you know, throughout the season we can keep those crowds coming and keep that atmosphere, because it definitely drives the players on. And you know, so, but expectations are in Cork, no matter what sport it is, there's always expectations. So I'm used to that. Like, as I keep saying, you know, Pat Fennin has been at Shamrock Rovers a number of years. You know, they're lying under the ground a bit. Not a lot's been said about them, and I expect them to be pushing really, really close this year. But they're not going to take the beat, because they've won the league for the last 2 years and they've kept the bulk of their team. And you know, you see last week, the first game of the season, they won comprehensively. So from that point of view, we're all the challengers. But the most important thing is we have a new team as such in terms of with all the new players coming in, but at the same time they've gelled quickly, but there's a lot of work still to do and there's a lot of things that we're not happy with, but at the same time overall you'd have to be pleased with the way the first 2 weeks have gone.
Following that one over, Boz, what areas do you feel you have to improve in?
Well, I think there was misunderstandings, and I think there was, you know, certainly I think there was combination plays and stuff that didn't work as well as we would have hoped, and we went through some stuff, but at the same time we work on that every day, and you know, and I suppose the more guys play with each other, the more patterns work out, the more formations work out, and I suppose from that point of view the understandings, and you know, because there's a lot of pace around the team, and you know, we're well able to play one and two touch football, and you know, so the more you play with each other, I think you'll see that there'll be more combinations and stuff like that. So just from that, and it's not being critical, because the lads have been absolutely phenomenal, and to be fair to them, and you know, all of a sudden to get such a group in together with the lads from last year and the new lads, you know, it's been really positive, and you know, they've a really fantastic attitude, but obviously there's still a good bit of work to do, you know.
And to see your main striker get among the goals so early is vital for him and his confidence going forward.
It is, because like every striker, you know, if you score, it gives you that confidence. And I suppose, to be fair to Shawnee, you know, he probably has been around for the last 18 months and it just hasn't happened for him. And he was down in confidence and he just felt coming here that he wanted to see, could he get an opportunity to get a start and get a run of a few games to show what he could do. And look, at early indications are good. But the beauty for us, I suppose, as I said, that Mark was really a lone striker for 2 years with the injuries we had and whatever. Now all of a sudden we have Mark, we have Carl Shepherd, and we have Danny. And but at the moment, to be fair to Shawnee, like the first 2 weeks to score a couple of goals is great for him, and you know, great guy at training, lovely fella, and you know, he must keep his feet on the ground, he must keep working. He's only 21 years of age, so you know, if he can hold his head and keep working the way he is, you know, he could score quite a few goals.
John, Gary, having lost at the weekend on playing in the brand new law, which assessed them, they're still, obviously they have no manager, but they've retained a lot of lads as well as well. So.
Well, I suppose, look at if you look across their defence, where they've been quite strong, you know, Doherty, very experienced in goal. Obviously, they have a new right back brought in, who by all accounts is quite good. But they have McBride, Barry and Jarvis, you know what I mean, the three. So they're four of the regular back five they've had for the last couple of years. So in the middle of the park, obviously, they still have McNamee, who's a super player. They brought in McCormick from Pats last year, who did really well. And also McInniff, the lad they brought back from Tottenham. So they have guys that, you know, that have been there all last year. McGlynn came back from the States, who had been with them a number of years ago, and a really good player and a skillful player. And Patterson up top. So they've all, you know, you'd have to say they've probably a much more settled side than we have, from the point of view that they've been together longer. But at the same time, you know, I think, you know, they ended up in the local derby last week, you know, 4,500 people. Obviously the pitch wasn't in good condition. Finn Harps hadn't beaten them in something like 18 years, so they wanted to lay down a marker. So I believe it was more like a cup tie than a league game, the way they were just frantic and that. But at the same time, you know, we'd expect totally different. They're home this weekend, Derry being Derry, you know, fantastic club, fantastic people, and you know, they always like to entertain. So we'd expect that they'll be back to their passing game this weekend. You know, they have a lot of energy in their team, and it'll be, you know, like every league match there, you know, we just have to play well to see can we get a result.
Their season, I think I mentioned this before, the season is going to be disrupted in the summer with the conversion to this 4G high weather surface. Are you sorry to see pitches going that way, that the game should be played on grass, I presume, should it? Like, you're not an advocate of this 4G surface?
Well, I don't think anyone wants to see plastic pitches. I think everyone knows it is not the same thing as playing on grass. The only thing about it is that, you know, in the mid-70s, maybe early 80s, in England, they brought in, you know, five or six plastic pitches, and within 6 or 7 years they were banned. And all of a sudden it's all about 3G, 4G. A lot of concerns at the moment about the rubber and going into these pitches that there's after effects. And who knows, maybe in 5 or 6 years, UEFA might ban the whole lot of them and we'd all be happy then. But certainly, you know, everyone wants to play in grass, and I think to be fair, we're a summer league, and outside of that, you know, I think the way pitches are generally maintained nowadays with full time groundsmen and stuff, like there's no doubt it's a totally different game And, you know, there's no all-weather. I've been in Europe, I've been in places and there's been fantastic all-weather pitches there, but they're not grass. Yeah. And no one can, there's no one that can argue that it's the same as being on grass. It's not, you know, and that's just reality. And we all prefer to play in grass. And, you know, so the work hasn't started in Derry yet, so maybe it might start.
Well, that's it. I suppose my dad will be there anyway, my brother. They'll come across. My mum doesn't go to the games. She's actually never seen me play football before. She gets too nervous, so she won't be there. But I'm sure there'll be friends and family and that up there. Look, it's going to be... Obviously, last week was a good start, as you say. Good, solid start. I think second half particularly we played very well. There's probably a lot more to come from us as well as the team settles and gets together. And Friday night now is going to be, no doubt about it, it's going to be tough going to the Brandywell, it always is, but if we go up there and play like we did second half last week, then hopefully we can come back with the right result.
And massive changes really from last season. 10 players gone out, 7 new ones in. Okay, Ian Turner and Garrod returning to the club, but you know, they seem to have gelled pretty well, haven't they?
I would say so. I think particularly probably the trip away in pre-season helped us a lot up to Drogheda as well. You know what, when you're away in a hotel with lads for a length of time, you know, you have to talk to everyone that's there. You end up in people's company and that, and it was brilliant for us all, I think. But they have settled in very well. The quality of footballers that they are obviously helps massively. I mean, Greg and Kenny, two brilliant players coming in from Pats that have been there and done it all. Stephen Dooley, an unpredictable winger who, in my opinion, is going to be very, very exciting going forward. Turner, as you say, coming back, Garrod and Shawnee started great as well. So I think, you know, as it goes forward, hopefully we're going to be exciting to watch. And, you know, fingers crossed we can keep progressing week to week.
Rory mentioned it to John, even in a poll last night on Soccer Republic. 7 out of 11 voted for Cork City to win the league this season. Is that extra pressure, or have they all suddenly got a kind of a Pauline conversion to Cork?
Look, well, personally, I don't watch Soccer Republic anyway. It's not something that I keep an eye on, or I don't really, you know, follow papers or websites or anything. But look, it's nice that people think we're going to have a chance, and I suppose like the last 2 years we've been in the top two in the country, so naturally we want to progress and push on, and the next step would be to win the league. But at the end of the day, all we can focus on is ourselves. We need to make sure that week to week our performances are excellent, because we know any slip up is going to be pounced upon. There's plenty of other teams there to take advantage. So first and foremost, we need to focus on ourselves, and next steps Friday night.
How are you finding life at left back?
Enjoying it, actually. Yeah, it's a bit of a change. Probably there's just a few small nuances and differences in where you take your touches and where you go forward and different things like that that you have to get used to. But I suppose I played there against Limerick and then Dundalk and Bowes, and I'm enjoying it, all right. Like, at the end of the day, the competition for places is so fierce that it doesn't matter where you play, you just want to be in the team, you know. So I'm enjoying it, and hopefully it's something that I can perfect going forward, you know.
Do you see yourself being there for a while, or is it a case of wherever you're needed?
I suppose, listen, it's a case of wherever I'm needed. I'm not going to complain about anywhere that I'm put, you know. This is football and you want to be in the team. But like I said, it'd be nice to get a run in one position and try and perfect it as best I can, you know.
Confidence must be high after those wins over Dundalk and Bulls, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I'd say so. You can see it in training. You know, there's a nice little buzz. And I think, as I say, the players that we've brought in, the quality that we've got now, the five-a-sides in training, they're frantic and hectic. And the quality is very, very high, which is great. Like, it's what you want every day when you come to training. So, you know, we're looking forward to Friday night. But at the end of the day, we're under no illusions. It's going to be a tough challenge up there. It always is in the Brandywell. And, you know, if we're not on our game, we won't come away with 3 points. Simple as that.
The long journey, does that affect you, or is it a bit of a miss?
I'm sure I'm well used to it anyway, going up that way, you know. But no, I don't think it does affect you. I mean, we'll go up the night before and get together, and we'll be well rested on Friday, then we'll be ready to go. Obviously, the journey back's probably less nice, you know. Getting back at 6 in the morning's never nice. The sun's starting to come up again, you know. It's not ideal, but you just rest up as best you can on the way back and recover all day Saturday, and, you know, we'll be ready to go then come Sunday.
Just like Rory said there, John, the recent results, you know, the Dundalk winning balls the other night, does that sort of reinforce your own expectations over the season, the start you've made?
You couldn't have asked for a better start, probably, but that's all it is. It's a start, and it's something that we have to build on. You know, we know what we're capable of when we do that, and I suppose we've shown in patches what we can do over the last couple of weeks. The second half against Bowes, probably maybe the first half against Dundalk, we were very good as well. So, you know, if we can continue to put that together and put runs together where it, you know, we can put that together over 90 minutes, and as John said, the combinations start coming together and things like that, then hopefully, you know, we can keep progressing week to week and get even better as the season goes.
What about the three games in 8 days now coming up? Kerry, Longford and Dundalk, you know, you kind of set a target for it. 6 or 7 points, or
nah, there's no
game by game.
Game by game. First things first. Derry City on Friday night. There's no. It's very hard when you set targets of points because you know you're looking. You're almost looking into the future. First of all, like at the end of the day, all we can focus on is now, getting ready today for tomorrow, and then when Friday comes, we'll be more than ready for it. You know. So the first things first, we have to focus on Derry on Friday night. Go up there and do what we can to get the 3 points, and then we move on to Longford after.